Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin. Rubin.
Yeah, boys.
Just one Rubin. I'm sorry.
Boys, it's felt like these past 2 weeks have gone so slow in between episodes.
Yeah, just, I know.
There's so many things going on.
There are
in the world.
So many things
going
work.
On. What were you talking about?
I don't know. My just personal stuff in my life has been going on, and the world has just
devolved even further.
Devolved.
So we hope
I have an infected cut.
Oh yeah,
bro.
I need to show it up close.
It's disgusting.
It's not that gross.
If you're listening, to the audio, you're not missing anything.
It's not that gross.
It's just a really gross finger.
Yeah,
imagine
a
finger,
face.
But imagine it grosser than like a normal finger.
Imagine it's bulbous and just
pulsating.
Yeah,
and veiny.
It is pulsating.
Red and disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway, what's up, boys?
What's up?
Welcome to Screenplay, the improvised movie. On this podcast, we do a myriad of things. Let me get my thing up real quick. God damn it.
That's what he said.
Ha. Where is it? There it is.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I know what you cut.
Go ahead. All right. Welcome to Screenplay, the improvised movie. On this podcast, we improvise in the format of a table read, which is when people read out loud a screenplay for a movie or TV show. So the three of us will be making up all the dialogue, all the action, all the characters, all the settings, and everything else you'll find in a movie screenplay. In order for us to get started, one of us talks about a TV show or movie that we've seen recently, and we go off of that. And this week, it's my turn.
Woo! Oh my gosh.
Yay!
And this week, I decided I wanted to pick a movie that probably everybody has seen.
What is it?
It's The Little Mermaid by
I've seen
Disney
that.
Incorporated.
Oh.
Good. I'm glad you've seen it.
Well, what is it?
It's
I've forgotten everything about it.
Oh, good. I've got some opinions about this movie as well.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I've got some hard-hitting opinions about
Disney's... I feel like
Disney's...
it's a straightforward movie. Okay, no, go for it. I'm ready.
All right, so we start off with Ariel, right? The littlest mermaid that could.
I think I can. She swims up a big hill.
Yeah. It's like King Triton, her dad, they're having for his birthday or something, they're having a concert for him. And Sebastian the Crab comes in with his Jamaican ass and is all like, I'm going to conduct a great old song for King Triton on his birthday with all of his daughters. And then they're like, oh boy, I can't wait to hear Ariel sing. And it's just like, yeah, me too, King Triton. She's going to do great. She has a lovely singing voice. Cut to, they all start singing, and Ariel is not there. Uh-oh.
Where is she?
Where is she indeed? She's had a shipwreck. She's scavenging through this shipwreck for human items because she wants to be a part of their world. Ooh.
But then
a shark shows up and drives her and her friend Flounder away, who's just a bumbling nerd fish. And then she's just like, then she shows her wares to a seagull who I have no recollection of what the hell his name is.
Oh, I was in The Little Mermaid in middle school. Don't tell me.
What's the seagull's name?
I was Flotsam the eel.
Oh, you were? That's cool.
What's the other eel's name?
Jetsam.
Flotsam.
Oh my God.
Jetsam. Come little puppies. All right, continue.
And then while she's showing her the wares, she suddenly remembers that she was about the fucking concert. Dumbass. Crap. I forgot about it.
What a fool indeed.
So she goes back to say sorry to King Triton. He's just like, it's fine, just learn from your mistakes. He was like surprisingly easy on her until later, because after this, she finds a boat up above on the surface of the water. And she goes up there and sees the most beautiful man that she's ever done seen. And who is it but Prince Eric? It's his goddamn birthday on this pirate, or not really pirate ship.
He shares a birthday with King Triton.
I think it's his birthday. Maybe it wasn't King Triton's birthday, but maybe it's birthdays all around.
Happy birthday, King
Seagull's
Triton.
Name is Scuttle.
Scuttle.
I knew that. God damn it.
Scuttle boy. I like him as a character. So Prince Eric is getting like this big old statue for his birthday, and he's just like, oh, it's not me, it's too much. And then his butler or whatever is like, you need to get a don't laugh at butler. Jake.
All right, I'm sorry, continue.
So his butler is all like, you need a woman in your life, what about all these people we saw? And he's just like, oh, they just weren't for me, I guess. And then all of a sudden, a hurricane shows up. They literally is just like, hurricane! I'm just like, how did you not notice a hurricane? So a hurricane sweeps up the boat, and Ariel saves Prince Eric from drowning, brings him onto land, sings to him. Oh yeah, also before this was, I want to be a part of your world. I forgot about that.
Yeah, like the song.
Yeah, yeah. The song.
Like the famous song? Like the most famous?
Yeah. I think after her thing with Triton, she goes and sings that song.
Oh.
So she saves Prince Eric, and she reprises part of your world.
She wants to be part of his world.
Part of his world. And so he sees this beautiful... He sees this beautiful woman that's singing to him, and he's just like, oh my gosh. But then she goes away because people are coming to be all like, oh my god, Prince Eric on the show. And then she goes down, and she's all in love, and King Triton's all like, oh, she's in love. That's great. But then he quickly finds out that she's in love with a human.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
So she's, not in my ocean.
So King Triton goes.
Where are our ocean family values?
Family matters. Ocean family matters.
Ocean man, take me by the hand. Oh my gosh, we're all over the place.
Okay, and then she goes to Ursula, right? My favorite.
Yeah, first the off, sea witch.
Yeah, first off, King Triton destroys all of her shit. That she
not cool.
Not cool, King Triton. That's an abusive parent relationship. I'll say it.
Fuck you, King Triton.
Fuck you, King Triton. Cancel.
Fuck you.
Jesse, cancel King Triton.
Canceled. I'm writing it down. Keep going. Gosh.
So then she goes to Ursula. Ursula's like, well, Flotsam and Jetsam show up at like the wreckage, and it's just like, we can help you.
Yeah, I was Flotsam.
Good for you.
In my middle school.
Nice. Yeah.
I was like,
So they take her to, they guide her to Ursula. Ursula's like, I can help you.
I don't trust Ursula.
Yeah, don't trust her. She sings Poor Unfortunate Souls, which honestly might be the bop of the movie.
I really like that song a lot.
Poor Unfortunate Souls. She sings that. She's all like, 3 days time, if you get a kissy kiss from Prince Eric boy, then you'll be golden girl. But unfortunately, you gotta give me your voice. And she's just like, and Ariel's just like, yeah, okay. So then
what? I like that, just pause, like, oh, I'm remembering what happened.
No, I just saw Jake do something. I'm just like, what the fuck did he say?
Well, you said gave away the voice. I was like, oh my god, my voice is gone.
Okay.
Good. Shut up.
All right, we're so close.
So we're halfway through the movie, and this is when...
We're halfway through?
We've seen this before.
But however, this is one of the things about this movie that I don't like. The second half of the movie goes so fast.
Yeah.
So Prince Eric finds Ariel on the beach. She can't talk. And he's just like, you look like the lady that saved me, but you can't fucking sing, so you're not the one. Anyway, I'll take you up to my castle. So takes her up to the castle. She gets washed by a woman.
Nice.
And then she does the dingle hopper thing. She combs her hair with a fork. And then they're all like, what the fuck? And then there's this whole entire 5-minute scene where Sebastian is getting chased by the chef. Takes too damn long. I'll say it. And then the next day they go into town, shop a little bit, dance a little bit, and then
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the chef.
Yeah.
Having a rat under his hat.
Whoa.
A hat on a hat.
No, like Ratatouille.
Yeah,
like
I got it.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. I don't think Alec did it first.
I know sure Ratatouille.
All right, keep going.
All right, continue.
So then I kissed a girl happened.
I kissed a girl.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
That's a TikTok.
I've done
right
that
there.
So many times whenever I'm talking about this movie. Kiss the girl happens.
Yeah.
And then Flotsam and Jetsam knocks the boat.
Flotsam.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
I was Flotsam in my middle school.
Shut up.
They knock over the boat before they kiss, and Ursula's like, I can't have this be going on. So she puts a necklace on, becomes a woman, has a beautiful singing voice.
Oh, my gosh.
And hypnotizes Prince Eric into loving her, and then they're about to have a wedding. But then Ariel's like, mm-mm, honey. Comes on and
say that because she doesn't have a voice.
Yeah, she's like that too. She mimics that. She's like,
sorry, everybody listening.
Yeah,
for those listening and wondering, Alec just mouthed the words, mm-mm, honey. All right, so continue. We're so close.
Yeah, they stopped. She's able to stop the wedding. She regains her voice. Prince Eric is like, oh my god, you're the one. And then Ursula becomes a big old sea witch again. She gets really, really big and then tries to kill everybody but doesn't. And because Prince Eric steers the boat into her and kills her.
She dies, right?
Yeah, she dies. Cool. She's straight.
Does she come back in Little Mermaid 2? Does anyone see that movie?
No, it's her. I thought it was her sister.
Oh, her sister. I knew it was a family member.
I never saw that movie.
The sister's name is Morgana.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah.
Do you know people are actually named Ursula? That's a weird name.
That is a weird name.
I feel
name.
Like I know an Ursula. Where have I heard of Ursula before?
The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
You were in The Little Mermaid in middle school.
I was.
Okay, let's Mr. start Flotsam. This movie.
Okay.
All right. So,
oh, wait.
Bunch of princesses and fairy tales and shit. I think it would be a good one for us.
Yeah, I agree.
Me too.
So let's get into it.
Okay. Exterior book. Book flips open.
Uh-huh.
Flips to the first page. Once upon a time.
Yeah.
What?
A Midnight's Tale.
Why are there two narrators?
There's just two narrators at this. No, Jake, yeah. You go.
Once upon a Midnight's Tale, there was an ocean. Exterior ocean.
Two mermaids
yeah.
are swimming in the ocean.
Two dolphins
it goes in the ocean,
go
interior.
By them as well.
Yeah, the dolphins. Yeah, they're going in and out. So interior, exterior, ocean. The two mermaids stop. They tread water above this with their heads above the surface.
Do they? I just have to ask for clarification. Are they treading with their hands or with their mermaid tails?
Both, I guess.
Okay.
We've been swimming for a long time.
Oh, I know. It's worth it, though. We need to get to the Council of Mermaids.
You're right. I forgot we were going to the council.
You forgot?
I've been thinking about the dolphins.
Oh, yeah. These dolphins are crazy. How's it going, guys?
Dude, I dated that one's brother.
Did you say crazy? We're not crazy! Guys, calm down.
Are you cool?
We're cool.
Cool. Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm going to the council.
You're going to the Council of Mermaids, but you're a dolphin.
They're gone.
Don't tell me what to do.
The dolphin leaves.
He swims away.
All right, well, we better not be late, I guess.
Yes, or else we'll...
I can swim a little bit faster. I've been lollygagging.
Yeah, you have. We don't want to.
Okay,
we don't wanna,
I can say that. You can't say that.
I mean, I'm your partner here in crime, and I'll say it. You've been lollygagging a little bit.
Fine, fine.
We don't want to anger. We don't want to anger the king and be late.
It's always about the king with you. The king this and the king that.
He's newly.
Like why don't you?
He's newly appointed.
I know. I don't care. I think we should be a republic democracy.
I mean, yeah, the olden ways are just old.
They're kind of lame. Why does this guy get all the power? I want to say.
Yeah, it's just like, they say, this is the way it has been. Fuck you.
Okay, fine. You can love the king. I don't care.
No, wait, no, I was saying that to the people who say that's the way it's been. the way it's been. Oh, fuck you, old.
I thought you were saying fuck you to me.
No, I wasn't saying fuck you to you.
Okay, fine. Fuck
I'll
you,
say,
I guess.
I'll say fuck you for the lollygagging, but not fuck you for your
again
ideas.
With the lollygagging. Okay, fine, fine, fine. I'll swim faster, and we'll get you to meet the king, and we'll attack. I don't know.
Whoa, okay, sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. We might need a bigger crew, though.
No, I meant like attack as like attack the party.
Oh, yeah.
Going with our game face.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
All right, let's go.
All right. Exterior King's Palace. Two guards stand on guard, guarding the palace and the king. They're guards, in case you were wondering. Movement! Movement! No movement. Movement! I saw something.
So what? Oh, no. What'd you see?
A crab.
Not that those fucking crabs. They're always everywhere.
Remember, nobody is to go inside the palace today. Not even for
the
council meeting.
Of course not. It is.
Of course not.
The council consists of one member, the king.
The king, yeah, exactly.
He makes all the decisions.
Uh-huh, all the decisions. You know what? And I'm not a fan of the king.
Bro.
How do you feel about the king?
Bro, you were... I'm glad you were the one who said it because I was thinking it, but I didn't want to be. I didn't want to like. I want.
Are you sure?
I wasn't reading the room.
I saw you at the king's birthday bash last night.
Well,
so.
You kind of have to be at the king's birthday bash. He's the king, or else he'll.
I
throw
didn't
you.
Go to the king's birthday bash.
You didn't fucking.
I
go?
Didn't. No. You know what? It's great that he turned 30 fish years old, and. But here's the thing. I'm 31 fish years old.
Uh-huh.
And the king did not go to my birthday bash.
No, he didn't.
No. You know who was there?
Who?
You had to be there.
Fuck.
You missed it.
Our two mermaids swim up to where the guards are guarding the palace.
Movement! 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 Movement!
Oh my god, oh my god. It's just us. We're here for the meeting, the council meeting.
No one is allowed inside the palace. Sorry, no exceptions.
But the council meeting...
The council is the king, and the king said no exceptions.
Yes, he is not expecting anybody today.
But before this king, there was an actual council.
There was. Yes.
This guy's a jerk.
He is a jerk.
Are you talking, which one?
What? The king.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us.
No.
I was gonna say, we've been nothing but polite to you, so.
We just don't like the king, okay? What do you think, guard?
Do you want to do a coup? Do you want to do a coup with us?
No, I don't.
You don't want
to
coup the king?
I would die
coup
in...
Coup the king?
Coup?
A coup d'etat?
In a coup, I would die. Because I'm a little mermaid.
Yeah, you are quite little. Well, here's the thing. I'm a big, beefy guard mermaid. Look at my beefy biceps.
I'm as well.
Zoom in. Hyper zoom on his biceps. Gouging with muscles and veins. Gouging with muscles and veins. Zoom out.
Yeah, you're really buff, all right. Can
I'm
you just,
very buff.
Can you just take me to the king? Maybe I'll just like give him a piece of my mind. Me and my
friend
here.
You want me to take you to the king, but you don't want to overthrow the king.
No,
even
I just
though you disagree with the king.
Yes, I just want to yell at him a little bit.
Let me use my shell phone.
Yeah.
Ring.
Hello.
Oh. Hello, King. We have people here. I know you said no visitors, but...
I said no visitors.
Okay. Say no more. No. King said no.
The King Shelley said no.
King Shelley said no on his shell phone.
Well, can you call him again and tell him that Michelle is here?
Ring. Ring.
Hello.
Hello, King... King Shelley.
Don't laugh when you say my name.
King Shelley on the shell phone. I have a Michelle here for King Shelley on my shell phone. You know, it's me.
Am I supposed to know who Michelle is?
Is he supposed to know who you are?
No, he's never met me.
I'm also... Say Sheila's here.
Yeah, say Sheila's here.
So Sheila and Michelle are looking for Shelley on the shell phone.
Listen up,
does
guard.
He know Michelle? Yeah?
I know Sheila.
Okay,
she's
I'll let him in.
Part of the four. No, don't. The right. Guard hangs up King on the king.
They're good to come?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Let's just, we'll escort them in.
Please, it's a please hard do. Word.
Escargot them in.
Escort.
Just take us in.
Okay.
Interior. Interior. King's chambers.
Ooh.
The guards lead in our two mermaids into the king's study area.
There is a small like advisor to the king in there, and he's swimming around being told by the king like what's what.
In the corner, there's a guy with the trumpet who announces people walking in. To the king, we have two guests. I don't know who they are, but they're here.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. King, I'm so sorry. We weren't expecting guests tonight.
Tell them to go away.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Right away, sir.
He swims over to the two.
Hello, I'm so sorry. My name is Sean, and I must tell you that we are not expecting anybody today.
Oh my god, the guard told us we could come in.
Yeah, this is bullshit, honestly. Like, we want to go in. We want to talk to the king.
Sheila, honey, let me do the talking, okay?
Okay, Michelle, you got it, girl. You go.
You, Sean.
Yes?
Tell the king that he's not hot stuff, and we want a council meeting.
We want it now.
Yes, right away, of course, right away. We'll do that right now.
Okay, thank you.
He swims over to the king, even though the king is like only like a few yards away.
King Shelley.
What?
Those two wonderful ladies over there, they said that you are not hot stuff.
Execute them.
Sir? Are you sure?
I said...
Are you sure?
Execute them. Put them in the dungeon.
Okay.
And tomorrow we will execute them publicly.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
John, do it. Stop pooping and do it.
I'm sorry that I was pooping, sir. I was doing...
Just because we don't wear pants doesn't mean you can just poop wherever.
I'm sorry. It was just... I had to go for a while and I was very nervous. And
Honestly, your cloaca opens just as much as your stupid mouth. Now go over there and arrest them.
I do have a very loose cloaca, sir. Right away,
yes,
sir. Yes, I
do. Mine's really tight and yours is loose. Cloaca.
I will tighten up my cloaca, sir. Yes, right away, sir. Okay. I'll get right on it.
Good.
I will escort those two girls to the dungeon, then I will get right on my cloaca.
Thank you. Tell them I'll come to see them when they're in chains.
Okay. Good stuff. He swims
over. Goodbye.
He swims over to the two girls. I'm so sorry. I've got to take you guys to the dungeon.
Okay, oh well, can you stop pooping for a second?
Sean, do you have a problem? Like a loose cloaca?
I do have a loose cloaca. Do you have anything to help me with it?
I have pills.
Yeah, Sheila has pills.
Oh my god,
what do you need?
I don't know the exact brand. I just know that I have a loose cloaca.
You need cloaca tightener?
Yeah.
There you go. She flips it through the water, but it doesn't like go far because of like the what is it? The density in the water.
Buoyancy.
Yeah. So it kind of just like floats.
And then Sean like he gobbles it up real quickly.
Without using his R.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now that I gave you this, you legally can't put us in jail.
Oh, good move, Sheila. Good move.
Thank you. Stop it.
That's good. That's good.
It is good.
Oh yeah, you can't legally put us in the dungeon now.
Yeah, you legally cannot.
Okay.
We gave you Cloaca Tightener.
Yeah.
And you legally cannot put us in the dungeon.
Did it say that on, like, the pill bottle? That it's, like, part of the instructions?
It's well, written it's, that and in the king's scroll from the first king.
Right behind him. Exterior of the wall, there's like a giant scroll. It's like the wallpaper is this scroll.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a scroll paper on the wall.
It's a scroll paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So under Article C, subsection D, Article 1.5, if you are given cloaca pills by two women, mermaids, that you are legally binded not to take them to the dungeon. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Tell the king we want to talk to him.
Or I'm going to cut his face off.
You're going to what?
What?
Oh my god, Sheila, Jesus. Okay, I will do that right now. Okay, yes, right away. Mm-hmm. He swims over to the king. King Shelley.
What? Why are those women not in the dungeon?
Well, as you can clearly tell, I'm no longer pooping, so...
Yes, I saw that. Thank you.
I took some cloaca tightener.
Sean, you idiot.
I'm sorry.
Why aren't you familiar with the law like I am?
I haven't read the scroll paper in a while.
Well, you advised my father and his father before me. You should know.
It's just... It was an article written by the very first king.
Yes, I'm aware.
It's only been used 2 other times before.
I know, but if you don't have the law memorized by heart, why do I even have you?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
All right, go tell those girls. I'll talk to them, I guess.
Okay. He swims back over to to Michelle and Shelley, or Sheila. Okay. The king will see you now.
It's about time.
I can see him right there. You know, he's
yeah.
She will just go over there and talk to him.
All right. Let's go. Paddle over.
They actually just don't move. They just start. They just start talking in louder voices to them.
Excuse me, king.
King.
Yes.
King, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Is this a safe distance we can talk to you?
Yes, thank you for keeping social distance between us.
Why did you try? Yeah.
Even though we're not keeping social distance between each other.
Mm-hmm. We live together, Sheila.
Oh, that is right. Stop it.
Stop it.
Now.
King Shelley.
Yes.
King Shelley, why did you dismantle the council?
Yeah, we were here for the meeting. We came all this way.
I lollygagged a little bit.
I picked up more pills. Thank you for giving Sean the cloaca pills, but I just felt that the council was no longer needed for this kingdom. I felt like I had enough ideas that were good enough for the town, for the kingdom.
But what about your checks and balances? Like, what if there's an overstep of power?
What about the checks and balances? What's going to happen?
Like, you don't have a Neptune-given right to rule, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, divine right's not real.
Your balances need to be checked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the fish Supreme Court?
I abolished it. You can read.
My goodness.
And I told those nine great fishes to go about their way.
Wow. Are you proud of yourself?
Are you proud of yourself,
King
Shelley?
Are you proud?
I was when nobody was against me.
Well, we're against you.
Yeah, and we're
and
here.
We have
we're
a
challenging
problem.
You. Yeah,
we're challenging you to duel. What?
It says on the bylines, if we want to take control of the kingdom, we can challenge the king to a duel.
And then what? Become queen?
Queens.
Duel queens. Checks
duel
and balances.
Queens. Duel queens?
Duel queen. No, don't duel me. We're dueling the king.
We're dueling the king. All right. King, do you accept?
Yeah, do you accept our duel?
As a king, I accept your duel.
All right. Who's dueling? Me or you?
Well, you took that one fighting lesson.
That is true.
And I did not.
So you.
What?
How about rock, paper, fish, scissors?
Rock, paper, fissures.
Fissures.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Rock, paper, fissures. Do it. Stop. Start over. We need to clear the water, okay?
I'm listening. Okay, ready? Did you just think you need a drink of water?
No.
All right.
Ready?
Okay.
Rock paper fissures. Shoot.
Would you throw?
I threw fissures.
I also threw
fissures. Okay, go again.
Rock
paper fissures.
Shoot.
What did you throw?
I threw rock. I threw fissures.
Oh, dang. Fissures beats rock.
Fissures beats everything.
Honestly, I shouldn't have thrown anything but fissures. Okay, fine. I'll duel you, King Shelley. I will duel you.
Great. I will see you in 3 days.
Okay, time to train.
Do you wanna stay in the castle?
Yeah, honestly.
We have a room specially made for duelists.
Oh.
Well, what about me? I'm not dueling. Can I stay?
You can stay with her.
You can stay with me. The bed is probably big enough.
Yeah, all duelists have a +1.
Oh.
Well,
in the fight or
we,
just now?
This may be a monarchy, but we're not heathens.
Okay.
Wait.
We cut to the princess's room. Interior princess room.
Wait, the princess's room?
Yes.
Oh.
He's the king, so there's a princess.
Of course.
The princess is combing her hair with a regular fucking comb.
La da 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 da. I hope my father isn't getting up to any trouble today.
The prince enters the room.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Hey. Father's getting up to something.
Are you joking? Literally just said I wish he wasn't.
I know. I can hear the walls are really thin. Listen, he is going to duel some lady from the council that he abolished.
What?
Yeah, he abolished the council, and I thought, you know, there's probably checks and balances to it, but he, you don't know. He's going full monarchy, divine right.
Oh my gosh. By the way, which one is it from the council?
It's Shelley and her friend Michelle.
Yes. Sheila and Michelle. That's right. Those two are from our, they were the heads of our army. They're great warriors.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't think Father knows that either.
I don't think so either, because he abolished it before he even got to meet them.
Oh, should we kill them in their sleep then? Because they're gonna kill Dad.
I do want to be queen someday.
Right, and you wouldn't be if we get killed.
Yeah.
What if we
look, Brocidon?
Yeah. Brocian.
Lord of the Brocian. What should we do?
I'm thinking if we, like, tell a diver to come here, he might kill all of us.
Okay.
And that would solve our problem.
Suicide pact?
Well, suicide by diver.
I'm in. But we can't let our friends know, like, little Guppy.
Oh, yeah, little Guppy.
I hope he doesn't show up in a second.
Let's just tell him that we're going on a vacation for a couple days. Does that sound okay?
Do you think he'll believe us?
I don't know. Let's call him in. Guppy! Guppy, come in.
A little fish hobbles in on a little fish cane.
Hi, Guppy. Yeah.
Hi. I'm moving again.
That's good.
The doctors said I wouldn't be able to move, but I'm powering through.
We're so proud of you. Yeah,
we're so glad the surgery worked.
Oh yeah, well it actually didn't. It's failing me.
They're saying I'll never be able to walk again in 2 weeks.
Guppy, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Guppy.
That shark attack came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I know, it was terrible. Well, at least you guys aren't going to leave me.
Oh.
Because if I were by myself, I don't know what I would do.
Guppy, we have something to tell you.
What is it?
My sister and I are going on vacation for a couple days. Guppy, don't worry. Don't worry.
Be careful of your heart. Remember, you gotta keep it under.
I know. My fragile heart. My fragile bones. My fragile heart. You're gonna kill Guppy by leaving me. Do you not care about Guppy?
No, Guppy. We love you,
Guppy.
This was my one walk of the day, and I used it to walk over here, and you told me you're leaving?
Guppy, I'm so sorry, buddy.
Guppy, I'm gonna go.
Wait, we have to go on this vacation. It's a matter of security.
Broseidon, hold on.
Okay.
Broseidon, sidebar.
Okay, sidebar. Sorry, Guppy, one second.
Okay.
I didn't know Guppy was getting better.
I forgot Guppy was so depressing. Should we just take Guppy with us?
I'm kind of loving Guppy now. I think we should take Guppy with us.
If we take Guppy with us, we'll have to carry him most of the way. And you know, he doesn't like to be carried because of what his mom did to him.
Remind me what his mom did to him.
Oh, before she laid his egg, she moved from her one cave to another cave, and she was carrying him in the egg. Uh-huh. And she dropped him.
Oh.
And then she left him.
And then, because she forgot him.
Yeah, Guppy was raised by Coral.
And Coral is a cruel, cruel mistress when it comes to raising fish.
Honestly. So we should take him with us, I guess.
Do you remember the one time Guppy got eaten by sea wolves?
I remember.
And then he got pooped out.
He's gone for 5 days.
We gotta bring Guppy with us.
We gotta bring Guppy. Let's just tell him. Okay, Guppy, we're done with our sidebar.
Yeah. You see Guppy's kind of laying down now. All tired out.
Guppy,
he's like kind of going belly up in a way.
Yeah.
Like... Guppy, no.
Guppy.
Yeah.
Do you want to come on vacation with us?
Yes.
Okay, we'll carry you.
Go pack your bags, Guppy.
I don't want to be carried, though.
Can you walk?
Because of what my mom did to me.
I remember.
We talked about that. We put that into consideration.
That was private.
Well, you told both of us.
No, yeah, just
me. I told one of you, but you know, I guess you know, big mouth here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Well, I can't carry my bags either. I can barely carry my... feeble little body.
Okay, so if we can't carry you and you can't walk, how are you coming with us?
Well, I mean, you're the one that invited me. Guppy, thought you figured this out.
Bye. Guppy, you're really bringing down the mood. I thought we were going on vacation.
We'll pull you in a rickshaw.
Yes. Let's do it. Where are we going?
We're going to the human world, okay?
Yes.
I can't breathe in the human world.
I know. It'll be just a second.
You can barely breathe down here, Guppy.
Yeah, your gills have collapsed.
I know. All right. Can you push me out on the rickshaw to my room to get my bags? Yeah. I only have one bag, and the bag has nothing in it because I have no possessions.
Guppy, you don't need to bring a bag if you don't have possessions.
Well, my only possession is the bag.
Okay, Guppy, I'll push you into the next room. Cut to... Cut to the dual room. Michelle and Sheila are getting ready for the night. Oh my god.
Oh my god, are you ready?
Oh my god, I don't know. We have 2 more days.
Oh, wow. That's a lot more time.
Yeah, he gave us a lot of time to train. And being heads of the army, we probably should
have... We already should have known
more combat.
Yeah. I feel like being heads of the army, we should have just killed the king, like, immediately, like, upon sight. Like, cut off his face, like I said earlier.
No. That's not a check and balance. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
There's just like the dolphin.
There's a knock at the door.
Come in. Come in.
Come in.
Yes, hello. Hello, it's Sean again.
Sean. Hi, Sean. Do you need Sean again. You need another cloaca tightener.
You don't want to take two. You know what happens. I know what happens.
I know what happens.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
You lose the elasticity in your cloaca.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it becomes even looser.
Yeah.
Loosey-goosey, baby.
Oh, and I had a big old... I've had a big old meal today, so...
Oh, God, we're going to see that again.
Sean, I'm glad you're here, because I wanted to ask...
Yeah, we wanted to
ask
talk
for
to you.
Some more... Oh, I was going to request some more food.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay, perfect. I'll take a sea cheeseburger and some sea fries.
Look, I came here to ask you something.
What?
And sea
what,
water.
Sean? What? You're scary all of a sudden.
I want to aid you in the fight.
You want to age me?
Aid.
I am only 17 fish years old.
How old am I? I think I'm in my 20 fish years old.
You don't know?
I'm pushing 70 fish years.
Oh
I'll
my
say
gosh.
It.
Oh my gosh, you're so old. You're really old. Showing it. I'm going to be honest.
Honestly, the loose cloaca gives it away. Yeah.
Sorry. I thought that'd be a telltale sign. Look, this king, he hurts some of our peasants. There's this one small one named Guppy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Guppy is a feeble young gup. His frail body is all because of the king's doing.
What?
He's sicked.
He's
sicked.
What?
He sicked a pack of sea wolves on Guppy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
It's awful. We need to eat
those poor
to
sea wolves.
Not be, what? No, Guppy's the one who's attacked this. No, he sicked them on Guppy.
Oh,
like,
I got
he made
you.
Them get,
like,
yeah.
Sick them. Yeah.
So,
okay. Yes.
Anyway, we need to stop. Okay, so you can help us. How are you going to help us?
There. You gonna... I know the king's weakness.
All right, kill him.
Well, I wanted to give it to you guys so you could do it.
Because if he kills him, then he becomes the king, and then we need to kill him if we're going to be the queens.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we should kill you now, then.
No, he hasn't killed
the
king yet.
Okay.
Tell us the king's weakness, right. Sean.
Yeah, what's his weakness?
The king's weakness is that he can't hear singing. Like, if you sing to him, he'll go ballistic. And if you sing above a certain note, I'm pretty sure his brain will explode.
Interesting.
Interesting. That is interesting.
So what note are you going to sing? No.
Okay,
Sean.
Good. Okay, good. I was going to say, you know, my singing.
What's like a really high note?
Yeah, demonstrate, please.
Yeah, please.
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 Okay, here it goes. It might be untrained to some people's ears, but it goes like this.
Okay, stop. You're messing with my echolocation.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that should work, though. That sounds good.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds terrible.
I mean, it doesn't sound good.
Real quick, King Shelley is in his chambers. What the fuck is that? What the fuck? Son of a... Ow! 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 Cut back to Sean, Sheila, and Michelle.
When I go to face him in 2 days, I will sing a high note and kill him.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we kill Sean.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
Dude, you're way too old. Cut
what about the...
the prince and the princess and Guppy are swimming under, like, a ship that's far away, that's far from the castle. And they're going to go talk to one of the men on the boat. Okay?
Okay.
What do we say to them to get them to come kill us?
Kill us,
please.
Guppy, I know that's what you would say, but we need to think about us as
Guppy,
a whole.
Guppy, if we say that, then they'll just kill us right on sight.
Okay, well, what is the purpose of coming to these men again?
Our father is going to fight one of the old heads of the army, and he's going to lose, and they're going to become king, and we're going to be murdered.
Wait, what about your mother? Where is she in all this?
Mother's gone.
Mother's
gone. Oh, that's
gone.
Right. We have... That's right.
Wow, Guppy, you really brought up really hard pain in my life.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, our memory life. Loss after my brain got partially eaten.
Guppy.
Yeah.
It's not all about you, okay?
Okay, well, excuse me.
Okay, we're going to talk to these guys now.
All right, push swim the rickshaw more.
They swim up to the surface of the water, and they peek their heads out. And there's a sailor who catches their eye, and he just stares at them.
And they're just looking at each other. Nobody's saying anything.
Hello?
Guppy, go underwater. Go underwater, Guppy.
Okay.
Hello,
sailor. Is everything
all
right over there?
We have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, how are you? What is your name?
My name's Brad.
Okay.
I'm doing...
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm
what,
just...
What do you be doing on this ship?
I'm transporting cargo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I am Prince Shelley of... Well, Shelley's my last name. I'm Broseidon Shelley.
Oh, Broseidon. Nice
yeah.
to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Can you come kill everybody in the court?
Please do it.
The court?
Wait. My father's court.
Our father's court.
Our father's court.
You're telling me that mermaids are real?
Yeah. Look at my tail.
What
he
do you
shows
think
his
we are?
Tail.
I don't know. I didn't notice you guys before. I thought you guys were just swimming. We're not that far from shore.
Hey, you dumbass sailor.
Yeah. Okay.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry.
Nothing. She said nothing.
I said nothing.
Okay.
We
tell
want
us.
To kill us, don't we?
What?
Yes.
So we
want
to agitate
now.
Him a little bit. Okay.
God, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you come kill everybody for
please.
Us?
Please.
What's
please.
In it for me?
We'll pay you some shell money.
I've got 4 sand dollars right now.
Do you humans use sand dollars as currency? Like,
or do you
do?
Guys use more like coral?
Oh.
I'm sad to say that we don't use any of it.
What,
but
do you use about, what do you use for currency?
We use our bodies for currency.
What?
You know,
what?
Casual sex.
You want to have sex with me?
Maybe both?
You want to have sex with both of us?
Well, first of all, good for you. Second of all, yes. I'm down. Are you down? I'm not doing anything right now. We're not forgetting anything, are we? Cut to Guppy floating down slowly in the water. Cut back up.
No, we're not forgetting anything.
No, we're not forgetting anything.
No, I don't think you are.
All right.
She only has cloaca, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cloacas. Don't you guys poop out of that, too?
Yeah, it's a multi-use hole. A lot of things happen.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
That's the word of the day for me. All right.
Okay.
All right. Go
ahead. I can get into that. It's like butt stuff, but also vaginal at the same time.
Vaginal. The word is vaginal.
Look, I'm the one who you want to
and
kill. People.
Again, it's not a vagina. It is a cloaca.
Yes. So, are you coming in the water with us? Because we can't do it.
We cannot leave the water.
No.
Okay.
Do you have
okay.
a diving outfit?
In, that
I do
has
have
a penis
diving.
Zipper hole. Because I don't know how you're going to, because we're not just like rubbing, you know.
I can make some
other.
Adjustments to the suit.
Oh, that's okay. We can do it. So just put on your suit and come down here.
All right. We'll do.
Now.
Cut to the bottom of the ocean where Guppy is just laying on the ground. The two mermaids swim down to Guppy and they're like, he's coming.
What?
He's coming.
Oh, my oh. God.
He came.
Oh. He came, yeah. He came. Okay, he so came? We have the dyer. He's going to come kill everybody in the court now, Guppy.
Okay, can you help me up?
No, Guppy, just stand
Guppy's
up.
Guppy's sinking into the sand now.
Guppy, are you...
Fine, I'll just help you up.
Okay.
Broseidon picks up Guppy by his tail fin and just like kind of lets it go.
Off.
Right off, yeah.
Oh my God, Guppy, I'm so sorry.
My name's Guppy. Oh no, Guppy.
Guppy.
Just put me in the put me in the
put me in your bag.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Where are you going to say, Guppy?
I was gonna say the rickshaw thing that we've been pulling me in.
Of course,
the rickshaw.
Oh, is that what it was?
It's a rickshaw.
Put me,
yeah,
put me in the rickshaw now.
Okay, she pulls up the Have we ever given a name to the Mm-mm. princess?
I don't Mm-mm. think so.
We'll figure it out later. The princess pulls up the rickshaw.
Well, thank you.
All right.
This trip was terrible for me. Why did you bring me?
We felt so sad for you.
Where I was tended by nurses 24/7.
Guppy, you said you wouldn't be. You'd be mad when you were alone.
I would, but now I'm even more angry. My tail.
Oh my god! You're angry?
No, I'm just more hurt.
Let's just keep going.
Okay, put me in the cart. Okay.
The king and Sean are talking battle strategy in the king's office about the duel.
So, sir, what do you think your plans are for Sheila?
Good question. I'm thinking we find her weakness and exploit it.
Her weakness.
Yes. Yes.
I definitely hadn't thought of that.
Well, it's because you're an idiot, Sean.
Yes, me and my loose cloaca.
Yeah, as I can tell, you're pooping again a little bit.
It's wearing off.
So I'm thinking if I go with a trident, obviously, I'm the king of the sea.
Of course.
Then I could probably stab her. Do you think that's a weakness of hers?
I mean, stabbing, I feel like, is a weakness of everybody, sir.
Not me. I'm the king. You can't stab the king.
Of course not. Of course
Write that down. Write that. Put that into law. No stabbing the king.
No stabbing the king. Article 341.
Yeah, that's good.
Subsection D, lettering 2.0.
Thank you.
No stabbing the king.
Okay. So I'm thinking...
So it shall be on the scroll paper.
Yeah, thank you. So if I come out with the trident... And I do some quick jabs.
Of course.
And I smack her with my tail a little bit.
Ooh, kinky.
She probably... Well, it's not like that. I mean, but do you think she likes me?
Sir?
I need a queen.
You're 30, and she's...
30 fish years, yeah.
30 fish years young. And she's... I heard that she's in her 20s.
Yes, she is.
You might make a power move on that.
Honestly, I could. Do you think I should try go to her room tonight and see if she wants to talk to me?
Yes.
Who was that? Sorry.
it's me, the trumpet man in the corner.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, of course it is. Of
I'm
course.
Sorry. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
I just forget you're there sometimes.
No, I know. I've just been listening. I know.
I'm glad you're getting your input in, trumpet man.
Well, thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
Sean.
Yes.
Execute the trumpet man.
No!
He pulls out a harpoon gun.
Thank you. You're not allowed to overhear the king.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, of course,
so tonight at midnight, I'm going to go knock on her door.
And sir, if you need any accompaniment with singing, I can provide that.
No. You know how much I hate singing.
Of course not, sir. Of course
You're
not.
You're an idiot.
I'm sorry.
If you weren't the executioner, I'd make you execute yourself.
I saw it in a fish movie.
Fish movie. Okay. All right. Well, if I do need help sweet-talking her, I'll give you a call on the shell phone.
Of course. I will have it ready and primed.
Thank you. By the way, have you seen my children? Cut to... It's midnight. The king is at the door, at Sheila's door.
Bong.
Or Michelle. Which one's fighting the king?
I think I said that
Sheila.
Sheila's fighting the king.
Okay.
No, Michelle. One of them is.
No, Sheila is now.
Sheila is now.
It's Sheila. She lost rock, paper, Fisher.
Why would you throw anything other than Fisher?
The king knocks at the door on the door. Hello. Come in. Can I come in? Sheila?
Hello? Yeah?
Sheila?
Yeah?
It's me. It's me, the king.
Hello?
Open the door.
Okay. She slowly gets up. She opens the door. She's wearing her fish nightgown. I'm just wearing only my fish nightgown right
it's
now.
It's very lacy.
Your Highness.
Oh, well, hello. Good to hello. See you again. So I'm thinking about, for this duel...
Uh-huh.
Why don't we...
duel each other?
Go on a date first.
What? Why would I do that?
Are you not interested in me?
Well...
No, don't flip-flop. Just say yes or no.
Okay. Yes. But at the same time, I want to kill you. But that just makes me want to kill you even more, you know?
Well, why don't we go for a moonlight stroll?
A moonlight swim.
Well, yeah, a swim, okay. Obviously. It's given.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I have the most luscious garden.
All right, let me say goodbye to Michelle. Michelle?
Yeah?
I'm leaving.
Okay.
With the king.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cut to exterior, the king's garden. The two are they're swimming, and they're having a good chat.
Wow. That's quite some tale about how you killed all those people. It was very fun.
Yeah, my father, he really didn't respect me until I killed another mermaid.
Okay, well, that's good. That's very nice. Good for you.
That's not very... No, I think I have a lot of father issues because of it.
Oh, well, I don't want to hear this right now. We're on a date, you know?
I'm just telling you my emotional state.
Okay,
that's
fine.
What people do on dates, right?
Fine, yeah. Well,
I'm sure your life's not all hunky-dory, is it?
Well, honestly, it's been going pretty well.
Like, how well?
Like, out of 1 through fish 10, it was probably like fish 8 right
wow.
now.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And you, how's your relationship with your parents?
Oh, not good.
Oh.
Why do you think?
We have something
in
common.
It's the pills. It's the pills. Always the pills. Taking lots of pills.
Oh, I didn't know you were taking lots of pills.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to hear this. We're on a date.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm talking about my emotional state right now. You king. Well, you think you're so royal?
I am royal. I did so much hard work to get where I was.
Mm-hmm. Hard work. More like being born into it. Oh.
No, I also was the firstborn. What do you think of that, miss?
I think that's kind of hot. She extends her fish arm out, or her mermaid arm, to like hold his hand.
Sheila, could you ever love a man like me?
Did I?
A merman like me. Could you? Could you ever love a merman like me?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not doing anything else.
Just don't flip-flop. Say yes or no.
All right, fine.
Some of the two servants of the king see what's going on, and they're just like, oh, we should sing. Could you ever love a man just like the king?
What are you doing?
Sheila, I'm sorry. I have to go. I'm hearing singing.
Okay.
Love the king. Love the king.
He exits fast.
Give him a ring. Oh.
Nice job, guys.
We just wanted to lighten the mood.
Well, you did. You made it. I thought you really added to the ambiance.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to go back to my room now.
Okay.
The fish Flintstones is on.
The fish stones. Yeah. Cut to Guppy, Broseidon, and
the princess.
Diver. And the princess are at the gates of the castle.
Movement!
It's me, sir. It's
Hello?
The prince. It's the prince.
The prince?
The prince.
The prince? And the princess?
The princess?
Yes.
And all.
And Guppy?
And Guppy.
Little Guppy.
Little Guppy.
Little Guppy boy.
Hi, guys. Hi.
You can come in, Guppy.
Okay, Guppy, you can come in. Go in, Guppy. Who's this guy?
Yeah, who's the guy?
Oh, this is our friend Brad.
Brad?
Brad waves.
Why does he have a weapon?
He is a man.
A man?
And men are inherently, evil killers.
Okay. So why did you bring an evil killer to our...
Well, do the math, guard.
3.
Brad, kill him.
Brad spears the two guards.
Ooh. Gets one of the eyes.
Do you get it now? Do you get it now, guards? Do you get it now? That's what I thought.
Fish blood, yeah.
Okay, Brad, here's the plan. Okay. Are you listening, Brad?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Sorry, I was so wrapped up in all this fish blood. I was.
Yeah, you really have a lot of bloodlust going on, don't you?
Yeah, the rush. Whew.
The rush. Whew. Okay, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
When we get in there, we're about an hour away from the duel. Fish hour. One fish hour.
How many hours is that? How much time is that in human hours?
That's about 23 minutes.
My gosh. Oh my gosh, it's coming up quick.
Yeah, it is. It is. So what we need you to do is, once my dad and Sheila take the battlefield, our dad, I get it. You don't have to say it every time. Oh my goodness.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. You can join them in the ring.
I'm taking out both of them?
And yes. Yours.
And everybody?
Superpower.
Yeah. No, well, start with them and then we'll see.
And then work my way up?
Yeah.
Okay.
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 We need you to do this for us, so our dad, so I can become king.
We had sex, right?
Yeah, we all did.
Cool. Yes, all three, all four of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Guppy got into it.
Guppy, yeah.
Guppy was wild.
Guppy got into places that I've never felt pleasure from.
Okay, before. We need somebody to drop Guppy off at his room. Who wants to do it?
Not
rock, paper, fissures.
Rock, paper, fissures.
Okay, rock, hey, paper, fissures.
Between the three of us, ready?
Yeah.
Rock,
paper,
fissures.
Shoot.
What'd you throw?
Oh, I threw rock.
Oh, see, we both threw fissures, both and fissures always win.
They always win. That's why you're always
so gotta take Guppy back to his room. Here's his rickshaw.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that. Hey.
Then make your way to the dueling ground. We'll be in the stands.
All right, I'll be
there. We'll be in the stands. We'll be cheering.
For me?
Okay. We'll be the ones that go woo.
Yeah.
So that way you know it's us.
That's why you know it's us.
Woo. All right, bring Guppy. Remember, that's the signal.
Woo. I mean, it's not the signal.
Yeah. Well, it's not. No, wait, woo is the signal.
Woo is the signal.
A signal now?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought it was
just for you to jump into the ring.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Brad.
Come on.
I gotta go.
Yeah, take Guppy. Take Guppy. It's time for his nap.
Yeah.
Cut to Brad is pulling a rickshaw down a hallway to Guppy's room.
So, how's life, Guppy?
It's terrible.
Oh. Oh my god, Guppy.
okay, I'm good. Fine. I was just hyperventilating on water again. Well, can you put me in my bed?
Of course, Guppy. Anything for you?
Anything for me?
Yes.
I need you not to kill anybody.
Guppy, what? But I've had the sex with the two and the you.
I was there. I felt it.
I know.
But here's the thing, human man. Suddenly Guppy's kind of standing up a little bit. Between you and me, we know who's really in charge of this kingdom. And it's old Gupster here. Who do you think's been writing the bylaws?
Guppy.
Now, boy, you will bring me to my bed, you will tuck me in, and you will kiss Guppy goodnight.
Okay.
Thank you.
He does exactly that. He tucks Guppy in and kisses him on the forehead.
Two kisses.
Okay. Gives him a second kiss.
All right. Good night. No killing.
I will do as you said, master. Gives him a third kiss.
Too many kisses.
I'm sorry.
Cut you the dueling. Cut to the dueling ground. All the peasants and stuff and all the staff are in the stands cheering.
And, but no woos.
No woos yet.
No woos.
And the king is in one corner and Sheila and Michelle are in the other. And we go to Sheila and Michelle. This is it.
I'm doing it.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to fight him.
A king.
I'm gonna literally kill the king. I'm gonna sing so loud he's gonna just. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier when I was on the date with him.
I don't know why did you go on the date with him?
Well, you know, he's kind of, you know, kingly.
Yeah, he's got a good dad bod, but
he
does.
He has a good fish bod.
For
30 years old.
For 30 fish years, he looks good.
He does look good. Honestly, and then that birthday bash.
You could have just became queen by dating.
Is that
him.
How that works?
Oh, yeah, I think.
Oh, why don't I just do that?
No, not now. It's too late now because then I won't get to be queen, and I've already picked out my queen dress.
What color is it?
It is coral blue.
Oh, coral blue. Mine's coral green.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. All right. So
you mean sea foam?
Sure.
Cool.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I'm gonna go. I think it's time.
Go stretch. Warm up.
We cut over to the.
Do you hear those woos?
We cut over to the to King Shelley and Sean.
All right, I'm going to kill her, even though I love her.
It's the right thing to do. If you love somebody, you gotta let them go.
You're
King.
Right. It's just what I did to my wife.
What?
Remember my wife, Sean?
I do remember your wife.
I killed her.
You killed Samantha?
I did. I killed Samantha.
That's good.
Oh my God.
I did it to gain my father's respect. And I got it.
She was the one that you killed to gain your father's respect?
Yes. He said any merman could kill an opposing merman. But the realest merman kill their own wives.
Holy shit.
Yes, it's violent and it's cruel and I can never forgive myself, but...
Could you ever love again?
I could, I think.
Well,
wait,
sir,
did you say can I or do I?
Could you...
Could I?
Can you?
I can.
Will
I
you?
I think I can. I don't know. I love this woman, but I'm going to stab her. With a trident, remember?
But sir, I think we would be a happier kingdom if you chose love. I prepared a little ditty for you.
No, hey. I don't like singing, Sean.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're always trying to kill me with your loose cloaca.
Don't bring up the loose cloaca.
I'll do whatever I want, I'm the king.
Okay.
Listen, my father didn't love me until I killed Samantha. And now my children will love me when I kill this woman.
Do you hear those
woos? Wow, I kill a lot of women.
Do you hear those woos, King?
I am hearing the woos. Cut to the prince and the princess are sitting in the stands.
Holy shit. You guys woo!
Woo! It's not working. He's not coming.
Do you think... I think it's a pretty clear signal
it's
that we
like
established.
I think we're the only ones wooing.
Everybody else is just clapping.
Woo! See, he's not coming. Do you think he got held up by Guppy?
I doubt it. I mean, like, just, like, dealing with him. I don't think, Guppy held him up.
The thing is, Guppy's really needy.
Yeah, Guppy is needy. Do you want to check?
I guess.
Before they go check, they across the stadium, across the duel arena, they see Dave enter.
Who's Dave? I'm asking who's Dave.
Yeah, me.
Dave's the diver.
No, his name's Brad.
Fuck.
We wave to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Brad walks up from behind Dave.
Hey, guys.
Woo.
Look, there he is.
Woo!
There he is. Woo.
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 Brad hears the woos.
Woo.
I hear
woo!
Ya.
Woo.
I think he hears us.
I'll get in there. He starts trying to go down the aisle, but like people are in the way, and he's just like, excuse me, sorry.
Woo.
I got
woo.
It. I hear you guys.
Okay, I think
excuse
we can stop
me.
Wooing.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Do you think we should invite Dave to sit with us?
Yes, we should. I love him.
I love Dave. Dave!
Come sit with us, Dave! Dave.
Oh, hey, guys. Guys, what up?
Come on, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What's up? How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good, Dave. All right.
We're good. We're about to watch. He still hasn't made it to the bottom yet.
Wow. We're really high.
Brad's talking to a ticket taker. Where am I supposed to? Sir, you're supposed to sit up there. No, I want to be down there.
Woo! Woo!
I got it. I'm just going to go. And then Brad jumps into the pit with King Shelly and Sheila.
Cut to the announcer's box. The announcer is ready to start.
Okay, everybody, we got a great duel for you here today. We got King Shelly fighting for his own kingdom against the old councilwoman Sheila the Warrior. Give it up for Sheila the Warrior, everybody.
Ow, there's clappings, there's some woos.
There's woo, no woo.
Only two woos, though.
I hear a couple of woos in the crowd today. We are all fired up for today's great duel. I'm your host of the mostest today. My name is Floaty.
And I'm the co-host, Floatsum.
Floatsum, how are you doing today?
Honestly, I'm doing kind of bad. I don't like to see our king in combat.
Yes, he has killed the entire Supreme Fish Court, and with one fell swoop and one motion, so I think my bets are all on the king today.
Honestly, I would say he's a tyrant.
I wouldn't say that, but
I wouldn't
that's
say
just
because we're on air.
We are indeed on air, and I don't want my scales to be ruptured.
Let's go live to our correspondent in the field.
Yes, let's do that. Hello? Can you hear us, correspondent?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can.
We can indeed hear you.
Hello?
How's it looking down there on the field?
Well, hello, it's me, Floatmost, and I just want to let you know that over here on the field it's looking good. The two parties seem to be preparing for battle. There's some guy that's just kind of hanging around here. I don't know who he is or what he's doing. But
there's a guy hanging around.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Do you hear any woos in the crowd?
I hear two woos plus Dave.
I love Dave.
Oh, Dave is great.
Dave. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm getting word.
What's the word?
From who? We're in the box. Who are you getting word from?
Well, I'm getting word from Dave.
Oh.
Oh, I love Dave. He just has the best words.
The word is woo.
Ah, Dave.
That's the word I got from Dave. All right. Ooh. I see the fish refs walking out. I think it's time to start. I'm going to go to the sidelines.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you boys on the flip side.
Haha, flipper side.
Flipper side. All right, I'm going to go now. Okay, I'm going.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to walk. Okay.
Sign off.
Right. It's Floatmost signing off.
That was Floatmost signing off.
Cut to the king and Sheila swim toward each other until they're about face to face. The king brandishes his trident. And
Sean swims up as the ref.
And Sheila has a knife.
Because as you know, it's illegal to stab the king.
Yep.
Sean swims up as the ref.
All right, everybody, I want a clean fight.
Dave also swims, or not Dave. Brad swims up.
Dave comes out to fight too.
Hey, everybody, I thought I'd throw my hat in the ring.
Okay, Dave, why not?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
It's Dave.
No, the other one.
Oh, my name I don't know.
My name is Brad.
What are you doing here?
Who are you?
I wanted to battle too, and I definitely wasn't hired.
Okay.
All right, I'm fine with it. All right. Can we duel already? Oh!
Are you singing at me, Sheila?
I am singing at you.
Don't you dare sing at me. I don't like it. I don't like it. Brad stabs Dave.
Dave! No!
Oh, my God, Dave. Oh, I loved him.
I loved him, too.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
what? Are you loved him? You told me last night you couldn't love me.
Well, I couldn't love you until I've loved, and I've loved. I just loved Dave just now.
So. Were you told by somebody not to love? I'm Brad, still here. Because I was told by somebody not to kill.
Who are you told by?
Who are you told by?
We see up above Guppy swimming down.
You're just kind of like falling down. It was me.
It was him. Guppy.
It was me, but I'm kind of far away. I'm kind of far away right now. Just give me one second.
Yeah, he's still falling. He's still about five yards away.
All right, here I go. Now I'm coming in. All right. Hey, guys. Well, because I am actually the eldest son of the current king, my mother, the disappeared queen, birthed me first, and I want to take control.
You were never supposed to reveal that secret, Guppy.
That's why I have care 24/7, and no one else in the kingdom does. I am elite. I am Guppy, and I will rule. Listen, you can do anything about it?
No, Guppy.
Yeah?
You're not king until I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you specifically told me not to kill anybody, Guppy.
It was Guppy who... Oh, he's right. I remember that. I'm sorry.
I was just there, yeah. I mean, I was all the way up there.
Did you like my grand entrance?
I floated down.
It was nice.
Very nice, yes.
Yeah.
It was part of your character, I felt.
Okay, so Brad, if Guppy told you not to kill, who told you to kill? Shut up, Guppy. I'll Sigmar sea wolves on you.
No, not more.
Brad, spit it out. Who hired you?
Who hired you?
Do you hear the woos?
Woo.
I did the two woos. There were three, and then Dave died.
Dave.
Oh, Dave. It was them. It was the people who wooed.
My children. My children, come down here.
The jig is up.
Is he talking to us? He's so far away.
Serena, the jig is up.
Fine, let's go down there.
Broside and Serena float down there.
Oh my god, Dad, what is up? Well, you hired this man to kill me. So...
Yes. Correct.
I am going to have to kill you.
What? But we just wanted the council to come back.
Well, I don't want the council to come back. I am the king. And I can do it myself. Guppy?
This is me, Guppy, speaking. I just want to say that, brother, sister, we can enact the council if we kill father.
Then we must exploit his weakness.
Oh, by the way, I'm your brother. I don't know if I mentioned this to you.
We heard that.
I was just going to say that.
I was going to say, well, Guppy, you were kind of far away. So
Guppy is
sure
your older
heard.
Brother.
Yeah.
We must exploit his weakness.
My weakness?
No.
I can barely walk. I'm riddled with weaknesses. Guppy is really weak. Yeah. All right,
the king's weakness.
So we should all hold hands and sing together.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
everybody in the kingdom.
Everybody in the kingdom, sing.
The king's head explodes. Boom.
We did it.
That was quite simple. Guppy, you're king now.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I thought we were going to do the council thing.
My first rule of king is to enact a council.
Yay!
But not with you two.
What? Guppy.
Guards, kill them.
Guppy.
Movement.
Movement. More guards.
Serena,
not the two guards that were killed earlier.
And Poseidon get stabbed by guards. The peasants and stuff in the stands flee. Guppy says, Brad, you come with me. And then they go to the throne room. Cut to the throne room. Guppy sits on the throne.
What is it, master?
I think it's time to make you my new advisor person. Are you cool being underwater this long? You've been underwater a long time.
I might need to refill eventually, but I can come back. If this sounds like a cool gig, I was just up there sailing around aimlessly, honestly.
Well, so... What? I'm sorry.
You're the king. What do you want to do?
Well, my hearing's going, too, as you know. I want you to build me a better body.
How about I give you my body? Yes. Or would you rather me to...
No. That.
Sean enters. Your Highness.
Yes.
The council has convened for you.
They've what?
They've convened. They're in the council.
Oh, they gathered.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They go to
Can
the.
Can I help you? Okay.
Cut to the council room. It's the dolphin from earlier. Sean's on there as well. The brand new trumpeter that replaced the old trumpeter is on the council as well. One of Guppy's nurses is on the.
And a sea wolf.
And a sea wolf. Well, Master King Guppy, talk to your advisors and council.
All right. I have one order of business. Actually, I have two order of businesses.
What are they, sir?
Well, the first one is that I'm going to be entering this man's body soon, so don't be alarmed. My second order of business is that I'm going to be turning 25 fish years, and I want to have a birthday bash.
Okay.
Okay. Guppy takes his seat at the head of the table, and there's a zoom in on his face, and he cracks a sly smile. Roll credits.
Roll credits.
No, no, wait. The book.
The book closes. Exterior. Yeah.
Yeah. Book closes.
The book closes.
Now credits.
Yay! Good shit.
All that right. was a fun one.
Guppy.
I'm
Guppy?
Fucking crying. I'm crying.
Yeah.
It's my only possession.
That was good.
Fuck, dude. Right. I love Guppy.
That was fun.
Guppy was fun. What are we calling it?
Oh, that's a great question.
The fissures. Rise. The rock, paper, fissures.
Rock, paper, fissures.
Were we going to say the rise of Guppy? No.
Yeah, I was going to say the rise
nah,
of Guppy.
Because that's
What about hierarchy?
Hierarchy.
Monarchy. Fisharchy.
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 Welcome to the fisharchy.
Welcome to the fisharchy. We got fishes. We got
bitches.
Fishes and bitches.
Hey.
I like the fish human sex scene. That was nice.
The loose cloaca. Just call it the loose cloaca.
So a cloaca.
Do fishes have cloacas?
Yeah.
What is a cloaca?
So
I know birds have it.
Yeah, birds have them. I think. Well, sharks have them.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So I just assume fish have them, but yeah, it's a multi-purpose excretion hole, basically.
Nice. I'll high five to that.
So yeah, fish poop, fish pee,
fish poop.
Babies come out of there.
Nice.
So it's like it's your one-stop shop for any sort of orifice.
For on a fish.
On a fish.
On
and
a fish,
birds.
Baby.
And birds, yeah. Chickens and have bird. Them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going with?
I like fisharchy.
Fisharchy?
It's so stupid, but whatever.
Fisharchy, a cloaca story.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's talk about how we said all policemen go to hell.
Yeah. So,
the last episode, if you didn't catch it, there was one point where both Jake and Jesse made a joke about... all canine dogs go to hell. And then they also said
all police dogs go to hell. And then we said all police men and women go to hell.
And then
as the world happened as you
some of you may know, there are the current situation where a person named George Floyd
was murdered by a police officer.
Yes.
And police officers are all going to hell.
We called it
We called it. We called it. You heard it here you first.
And if you have any problems with it, contact Alec.
You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com.
Just like Cloaca, he's your one-stop shop in case you have any problems
shop for with what we say your complaint
with police officers.
But yep. What we are saying is that the three of us on Screenplay Podcast, we Black Lives Matter.
And yeah,
Black Lives Matter. Yep.
We support the people that are currently protesting in Minneapolis and all over the world, New York. It's a real situation that needs to be talked about because if we don't talk about it, then the situation does not change. So we will provide links in the description of the YouTube video and the podcast on several places for places you might want to donate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to help the people who are currently being put in prison because of the protests, or if you want to help out the family of George Floyd, it's a great cause. I know I donated to the Minnesota Freedom Fund a couple days ago. So
nice.
And I'm sure
I have fought people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Doing
the Lord's work.
Thank you. So this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Yeah.
If you like us, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ScreenplayPcast.
The
letter P. And you can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. We currently have a contest going.
A contest going sponsored by Jake. Sponsored by Ruben Jake. Here. And if you email us anything
send
at all,
you a prize.
I will personally pick out a prize. I'll find you. I'll find the prize, and I'll connect you two. So the prize goes to the person.
Yes.
And trust me, this prize, you're going to want to get.
He has no idea what that is.
He has no idea what it is right now.
No, I do.
Okay.
I'll message what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, you can follow us individually on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz.
I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter and at at Electrode on Instagram. Also, real quick, with this platform, I do want to say stream Infinity Train on HBO Max because it's a good ass show.
All right, and I'm at JakeRubin69 on Twitter. On Instagram, I'm at JKELI123. Follow me. And you'll have a fun time looking at my face. And yes.
We also want to give some shout outs to two people have rated us on, given us reviews on Apple Podcast. Thank you very much for doing that.
Awesome.
If you like the show, please give us a rate, 5 stars. Leave us a message or whatever.
Share it with your friends.
But rate us.
If you're watching this on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe.
Hey, yeah. I love saying that.
Yeah, it's like we're YouTubers. Do you have anything else?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Thank you for your support. Please send us messages and stuff. Maybe movies you want us to watch. Talk about.
If you have a movie, tweet us.
Fun messages. We want to hear from you. Who are you? What's your story? Seriously, email us, please.
All right.
Or tweet us, or whatever.
The All whole right. kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye,
bye. All right, that's it.
Lightspeed.
A Studio Ghibli film.